Thank you so much, Sam. Right now, at the Butts Army Airfield on Fort Carson, 30 degrees. The airfield at the Air Force Academy reporting 28 degrees. Meadow Lake Airport in Payton right now at 27. And here at the Colorado Springs Airport, currently sitting at 31 degrees. That's also where we find Aiden Ryan with the Colorado Springs Airport. She joins me now on the KRDO Newsline. Good afternoon, Aiden. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
Hello, thank you, and happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you as well. And we know it was a busy time out at the Springs Airport. It's in fact, so one of the busiest travel weeks we've seen throughout the holiday season.
That is very true. So we definitely saw a nice increase over even what we expected over Thanksgiving, though we are still significantly lower than we were this time last year. But it was nice to see about a 45% increase in passengers through the checkpoint during our peak time, which was December 23rd through the 27th. And these are some of the highest numbers we've seen since COVID-19 has taken place. So it was a nice little bump, and it's really showing the consumer confidence and their choice in choosing to fly through a small airport versus other choices with larger airports as well.
Exactly. And we've got some more choices coming up into 2021 to be excited for here out of Colorado's small airport, and really taking away any option to make that annoying hour-plus drive up north and to fight all the other things associated with traveling out of the big, creepy airport, to say the least.
So coming March 11th, we are very excited to continue to announce Southwest arrival to Colorado Springs Airport with 5 destinations, 13 daily flights, and really what this means is access to their entire network. So even if you're not flying direct out of Colorado Springs, with really one connection option, you can get anywhere in Southwest network. They have the 2 bags fly free and just tons of benefits that come along with the values of the Southwest airline and their options. And so we are very excited to add them to our fleet.
Exactly. And we know, besides people being cooped up and, you know, just finally wanting to get out too, there are some other great reasons to fly out of Colorado Springs Airport through the holidays, and especially when it comes to some deals on parking.
Yes, yeah, so we have relaunched our 50% off parking in our long-term lot now until January 3rd. So if you're heading out for the new year or coming back from your holiday travel, don't forget to download the coupon at flycos.com to redeem 50% off parking in our long-term lot, which makes our parking just extremely affordable and a great way to thank those for flying COS.
And Aiden, you know, we've talked about this before, obviously COVID-19 impacting everything, but if people still might be on the fence, you know, what are the precautions that are still going on at the Springs Airport, making sure that everyone coming in and out of Colorado Small Airport remains safe?
Yeah, so as traffic increases at COS, number one priority still remains the safety of our travelers as well as our employees. Masks are required throughout the airport and on each of the 4 carriers. Travelers will also find signage regarding best practices for social distancing, mask usage. There's plastic shield barriers, increase of cleaning and surface disinfection, as well as reduced touch points throughout their travel experience. And what's wonderful about the Colorado Springs Airport is, being Colorado's small airport, the small size means small commutes, small lines, and small waits. And with our friendliness also brings safety and comfort to our travelers. And so you are able to maintain that 6-foot of distance, whether you're in the line, through the checkpoint, or waiting to board your plane. And so we thank everyone for choosing to fly COS this holiday season. And we hope that you keep us in mind for all of your future travel needs.
Exactly. Well, Aiden Ryan with Colorado Springs Airport, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. We look forward to talking to you again after the new year as we continue to have more exciting news coming into the Springs Airport. Thank you again for your time.
Thank you. Have a wonderful evening.
You as well. KRDO News Time is coming up on 4:41. We have another check of traffic and weather together still ahead right here on KRDO's Afternoon News.